Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
You are listening to Discussions. We have Ross Gibson with us on the phone. We are going to be discussing anything and everything, mostly music, mostly his music and his career, his inspiration, and, you know, many other things. Whatever comes up to the table. Ross, welcome to Discover You Radio's Discussions. Okay. This is the first live that we're doing over the Apple CarPlay, Apple iOS, Google Play app that Discover You Radio has now obtained. And I'm telling you, it has taken off. It's doing great, phenomenal. I've got tons of listeners now compared to what I used to have. My listenership has increased so much. It makes me happy for independent artists because now more people are listening to you guys. I'm getting you guys out there. It's like my dream is coming true for all the hard work that I've been putting into this thing. And it's just a proud moment for me to have you on this show today, October 16th, 2022, at the 10 o'clock hour. This is your hour, Ross. Take it away. Tell us about yourself.
Hey, yeah. Thank you for having me on. It's a real pleasure to be here. My name's Ross Gibson. I write songs. I also sing them. And I do other stuff too, but that's really what I'm here to talk about today.
Right.
I live in the St. Louis area, and I've lived in the Missouri area my entire life, except for when I went to law school. I moved to North Carolina for those years, but I came back to Missouri. So yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
Awesome.
And I'm pretty stoked that you're playing a selection of my favorite songs.
Absolutely. I want to play your songs along with your favorite artists. And I just want to let people know how I met you. So you got a hold of me through an artist on TikTok and sent a submission to me. And the submission I got, I accepted, put you on the radio, sent you an acceptance letter. And then I saw you on Sonny and the Black Pack. I am a huge Sonny and the Black Pack fan. I am on their lives all the time, a big supporter. I love them. You happen to be a guest on their show, and along with other great, phenomenal guests who I want to reach out to, but I don't want to piggyback off of Sonny and the Black Pack's thing. I want to be modest and just not start taking all their guests up, you know. So, Sonny, I'm sorry I snagged Ross. He's just so phenomenal. So if you're hearing this, Sonny, I am so sorry that I snagged him. But, you know, I couldn't help it. He's phenomenal. So you were on the on that show, Ross. And my household, when you played live, my house got quiet as we listened. It was mesmerizing. Your vocals were just on point. Like, it was almost as if I'm listening to you live, and it's as if you've been produced. So that was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
Thank you.
So
I met Sonny through TikTok, and one of our mutual acquaintances on there, a guy who goes by the handle Mr. Greens, introduced me to him. And we've just, you know, interacted, and, you know, he called me up and asked me to be a part of that that kind of artist showcase that he did, and I accepted because, you know, I love Sonny, and I love the Black Pack, and I love everything they do, because they are, I think they're one of the best things on TikTok and on social media. I love the way that they interpret the covers that they do. I love the original content that they do, original songs that they do. You know, I think Sonny and Alex and Jake are just immensely talented. They synergize well together. You can just tell that they're a cohesive unit. And, you know, and I love Tammy as well from the Black Pack. I think she's a very talented songwriter in her own right, and I love the fact that she opens up for them. And, you know, I just fell in with those guys. And so it was a no-brainer for me to go and do that. And, you know, any opportunity where I can give myself a little exposure, you know, through the grace of of someone else who's had a lot of exposure is something I'm not going to turn down. But you know, I'm very thankful to them for allowing me that opportunity, because it allowed me to, you know, get to know you better and to have you invite me onto your show.
Yeah, I mean, I was just mesmerized, and you know, this my show Discover You Radio. It's not about discovering talent; it's about talent, finding talent, and helping the talent discover who they are themselves. So it means Discover You is not like I'm discovering new people and then claiming that I discovered an artist, because an artist is already doing what they're doing. I'm just here to say, hey, you know, I ran into your stuff. What can you do? What can you bring out? Discover yourself, you know, make change in the world. You know, that's the concept behind Discover You Radio. A lot of people think that I'm finding new artists and staking the claim, but it's not that. It's about discovering yourself as an artist and developing and talking about the development and what's out there, and, you know, sharing my experiences of what I did wrong in the business that hurt me, and sharing my experiences of what I did right in the business. I love to share that stuff with independent artists who may be just getting their foot in the door. Those are the people that I usually tend to gravitate to.
Well, that's excellent. I think that's an invaluable resource for independent artists. You know, I think that in any profession, a level of mentorship is crucial to growth. And I think that's kind of what you offer. I think you offer a platform for independent artists to get exposure, to get streams, to get play, to get people interested in them. But you also, you know, you also offer your street smarts and your wisdom and, you know, your experience of being in the business for a long time. And, you know, you and I were talking before the show, you've had a lot of success in this business, and that's something you can share with artists to tell them, hey, this worked for me. You know, if you're trying to make it, this is something you might consider.
Right.
And, yep. You know, watch out for these pitfalls, because these are things that I didn't watch out for, and, you know, it can set you back. So I think that's invaluable, what you bring to the table.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, Ross, we're getting close to having to take a break. We're not quite there yet, but I want to reverse the gears, and I want to put more focus on Ross and let's dig into Ross. Let's see what we got. What's inside your heart, your mind, your soul? What on the next segment coming up, I want to focus on your creativity, your writing, your inspiration, and everything.
We'll talk about songwriting in the next segment.
Yes, we could definitely do that. We got about a little, just under a minute left. Tell me about the song that just grabs you, that you put on repeat all the time. Which song, which artist is that you just constantly on repeat?
Probably Kishibashi. That's one of the artists that you just played. I discovered him on Spotify. He's a contemporary artist. He does a lot of pop, but he does some classical elements with his pop. He plays violin and does a lot with looping and harmonies. And he has two full-length albums out now that are just phenomenal. And they are ear candy. They're beautifully melodic. The lyrics are good. His harmonies are tight. And I can't get enough of him. I can't get enough of him. I probably listen to his stuff once a day, every day. So that's probably the artist that I gravitate to the most right now.
And I was listening to that, and that song, I actually want to listen to it more, because I was kind of talking to you while it was playing, so I didn't have much time to pay too much attention. I did listen to it before putting on the show, but definitely love it.
Well, he's somebody that I think you would do well to put into your radio show as well, because he's just phenomenal. And, you know, he's already got a great big following, but, I mean, he's not enough in the mainstream yet, I don't think, that as much as he needs to be. He needs to be somebody that everybody knows.
Well, he might turn out to be like a Dury. I don't know if you know the band Dury. Dury is the top artist on Discovery Radio. They are the top requested. I have a request portion in my website. I get hundreds of requests daily for Dury. Dury, for some reason, is the the top band in my player. Maybe it'll turn out like that. Maybe you'll turn out like Dury. We don't know. All I know is they are like big time on my station. Always hundreds of requests per day for Dury. It's amazing. Well, with that being said, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to be back with Ross, and we are going to dig deep into his heart, mind, and soul. Stay tuned.
All right. Sounds good.
Listen up. Seriously, hear me out. Discover U Radio has teamed up with David Paul, owner of America's Best Voice Coach, to help you get started with a professional recording of your next hit single. After you complete the course, you'll be set up with a one-on-one Zoom meeting with Will Stenner of Discover U Radio. Will Stenner will show you how to build your website and run it, go over music copywriting and performance rights organizations, and much more, showing you what it takes to be a do-it-yourself artist. All of this is included with your vocal package offered by David Paul of America's Best Vocal Coach. Visit americasbestvoicecoach.com. You can also visit discoveruradio.com to tune into Will's radio station, which is waiting to get your next single on the air. Look, man, don't waste your time trying to get your name out there by doing how-to Google searches. You'll just end up in an endless rabbit hole of confusion and which way to go. Let Discover U Radio and America's Best Vocal Coach guide you in the right direction.
Are you an independent musician? How would you like to have your songs played on hundreds of radio stations just like the one you're listening to right now? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com. Radio promotion for indie musicians.
Discover U Radio's Discussions.
Discussions.
Don't go away.
Ross, we played Passing Imagery. We were on the phone discussing this while the music was playing, and you had mentioned that you would like to talk about what it was like creating that song, putting together Passing Imagery. And I'm gonna hand everything over to you. This is your moment. Take it. And don't forget, let's plug Ross Gibson on TikTok. Ross, give them what they need to hear.
If you want to find me on TikTok, it's Ross Gibson. That's Gibson with a P as in peanut butter. G-I-P as in peanut butter, S-O-N. Ross Gibson, 815. That's my TikTok handle, and you can find all the content that I do. I don't just do songs. I do art. I do funny stuff. I do questions of the day. I do all kinds of stuff to get my community involved in just all the goofiness that I do. And we have a good time. So you should come be a part of that. I would really enjoy having you.
And go to iTunes and look up Ross Gibson and purchase the music. Don't just stream it on Spotify. Do that. You can do that. But go to iTunes and purchase it. It's just better support. It's a better financial support for an independent artist, especially when you purchase the song versus just streaming the song. So go do that for Ross as well.
And I will say that I am continuing to record stuff. So new content will be uploaded on those services routinely, so you know, always check. There will always be new stuff to listen to. Before I get into Passing Imagery, can we just give it up for Tammy Byerly and Be There in Five? Isn't that a great song?
That like, isn't. Yes.
I'm always floored when I hear that song. It just absolutely floors me. I heard it for the first time, you know, last week in one of her lives. She played it and I was mesmerized by it. I couldn't believe how evocative it was and how deep it was.
That's how I came across that song. I was in one of Tammy's lives, and I asked her, "So, well, do you have anything on iTunes?" And she said, "Yeah, I have a song called Be There in Five." And I looked it up, and I was like, I was floored. I was like, oh my God, this is an awesome song. And, you know, I bought it, I promoted it, and let Tammy know, and I was in a live, and I think she said, man, I haven't played this song in a long time. I hope I was the inspiration to bring it back. To be honest, I hope that because I came in her live and brought it up, I hope I hope that boosted her confidence in that, because the song is phenomenal, and it's on my station that plays the greatest of the greatest. I have Discovery Radio Foot in the Door station, and I have my station where people graduate and they get to be played alongside the top artists of the world. And Tammy, I put her in there. I put Sunny in the Black Pack in there, along with other independent artists of TikTok, are playing alongside the greatest artists of the world right now.
I don't think that that's out of place at all. I think that song belongs there.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Passing Inventory. You know, I mentioned to you during the break that's one of my favorite songs that I've written, and I try not to be an artist that does that, where I say, oh yes, I have my own songs that are my favorites, but that was one that I really enjoyed writing, because I got to write that with one of my very talented friends. The guy that's playing piano on that song is a guy that plays piano in New York City, and if you're lucky enough to be in New York and see a performance that this guy does, you should do it, because it's phenomenal. His name's Leo Loganov Katz. He's a Russian pianist. I met him through an organization called the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp. That's a camp in Connecticut for kids that had cancer. It was started by Paul Newman, and I got to be a cantor there for a few years, and then I got to volunteer there, and I got to know Leo through that organization. And for about 10 years of my volunteering, Leo and I recorded music together, and that's one song that we did. And I wrote the melody, and I had the basic chord structure down, but he wrote the arrangement and the accompaniment. And that song is just, it's a song that I've never played live, and I've never played, you know, beyond that recording session, just because I don't think I could find a way to do it justice, just because the piano arrangement is so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's a very classic sort of style of it's almost like Stephen Foster, almost like the old time, you know, Stephen Foster, who wrote, you know, You Are My Sunshine or The Camptown Lady. It's that
right.
Sort of old school, the very classic standard piano writing and you know, piano choices. And so that, along with the lyrics, because the lyrics were, you know, they were based on sort of a girl that I liked who, you know, sort of an unrequited love situation.
Right.
And it's sort of me understanding that, you know, I was just passing imagery to this person, so she became passing the imagery to me. And there's a line in that song that hits close to home, where I talk about driving the miles past the gravel piles, and that's sort of a shout out to the area that I used to live in. My drive from my job to my house, we would pass these big mounds of dirt called chat piles, and they were basically just dirt mixed with gravel.
Uh-huh.
And there were these fields that just had mounds of this stuff that they would mine, and you know, they would use that to make asphalt and stuff. And you'd have to drive down this country highway to get to my house, and you'd pass these gravel piles. So every time I hear that line, it just makes me think of home. And, you know, there's just a lot of familiar tidbits in that song that are just very personal to me. And, you know, it's a great composition. And I loved writing it, and I loved having him help me produce it. And, you know, it just came out really great.
Well, that is an awesome song. And I love the story behind it, because so when you could get into the head of the artist when you hear music, because sometimes us listeners, we take the context and we make the story our own story through our own life's experiences. But to hear it from the creator it's an awesome thing to hear. And so we got to go. We got to play some music, take a break, and we're going to come back with more Ross. Ross, let's get a plug.
Find me on TikTok. It's Ross Gibson, 815. That's Gibson with a P. G-I-P as in peanut butter, S-O-N, 815. You can also find me on iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio. and most of the other major platforms.
And there you go.
Ross Gibson.
Ross Gibson. Stay tuned for more.
Are you an independent musician? How would you like to have your songs played on hundreds of radio stations just like the one you're listening to right now? Join MusicSubmit.com and we'll promote your music to radio stations and blogs in your genre. It's free to set up your account, and we guarantee your music will be considered for airplay by radio stations worldwide. Why not sign up today? It's free. MusicSubmit.com. Radio promotion for indie musicians.
Discover U Radio's Discussions.
Discussions.
Don't go away. Discover U Radio has sponsorship packages for those of you who'd like to help Discover U Radio support the independent music community. Whether you're a business owner, independent record label, or an independent artist, a simple consultation will help determine the right sponsorship program for you. Discover U Radio is privately and independently owned by just one person, which means there isn't a room full of greedy investors making greedy decisions. Discover U Radio believes in operating with the power of integrity and care. Get involved. Visit discoveruradio.com and start your sponsorship today.
We've got Ross Gibson, and we're going to finalize the show with Ross. Give us a free background of yourself that you want to give, or just plug and tell us where we need to go to get your music, and anything. The table is yours, whatever you want to throw at the table, throw at us, give it to us.
Well, there's lots of ways that you can listen to my music. I am on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel under Ross Gibson. That's Ross Gibson, all one word. If you search for that, you can find me on YouTube. I've got different songs up on YouTube. Of course, there's Spotify. There's iHeartRadio, there's Pandora, there's iTunes, there's Amazon. I'm always producing content on TikTok under Ross Gibson 815. I do live events every Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Time, starting at that time. I usually sing. I do all kinds of songs, including cover songs, play ukulele. So you can come and watch me live. I will play songs that are already recorded. I will play songs that I haven't recorded yet. Really, it's just kind of what I feel like doing at the time. So that's it. And I also have an actual real live event coming up on October 22nd. I'm going to be playing in St. Louis at Stein's Bookstore. Starting at 7:30 p.m. I will also be simultaneously casting that on my live feed. It's going to be me, a great TikTok artist known as the Wobbly Chairs, and then an artist who's not on TikTok named Nick Frada, who's we're all going to be playing that show together, one right after the other, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're in the St. Louis area, come on out to Stein's Bookstore that day. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're not and you still want to see it, check out my TikTok. You can see that live, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds awesome. That is a great plug to get out there. So, yeah, look up Ross Gibson. Go out, look him up, especially go to iTunes and purchase the music if you can. I'm a huge advocate and showing more support than just streaming. Streaming is good for ego, but it's bad financially. If you purchase the music from the artist, it's much better for them. And it also gets reported to the Billboard charts, and it gets reported to SoundScan. So anytime music is purchased from people for the artist, purchasing the music helps them so much better, especially for Billboard charting, SoundScan charting. Well, SoundScan is for billboards, by the way. But it's good for the artists if you want to support independent artists like that. So, huge advocate for it. Discover U Radio is about independent artists, and we do the best we can to help promote them and get them in there and up there with the top artists of the world. And if you're like me and you love independent artists and independent music, do it. It's a buck and some change. Usually a song is $1.29. If you could spare it, get it. That's what I have to say on that one. I've always advocated for that.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. I do too. Ross, it's been awesome. We're going to play yet. This is for the Muppets. This is Rachel Yamagata. It is a song not specifically requested by Ross. Ross had a different Muppets one that he wanted played, but this is going to...
It's the same song. It's just a cover, but I'll say this. If you want to trace my songwriting roots back to its origin, you would probably have to look at the Muppets, because that... I've been a Muppets kid ever since I can remember. I had a little Kermit the Frog stuffed animal that I used to carry around with me when I was 2 or 3 years old. And I've always loved the Muppets, and they've been something that I've drawn inspiration from, songwriting-wise, because I've always felt like, you know, they've had great songwriters that have written music for them, including Paul Williams, who is now the president of ASCAP. He's written a good chunk of the popular songs that we identify with the Muppets, like the Rainbow Connection, and I think he also helped write this song. Right. So this has always been a favorite.
Yep. So if you are a TikTok artist out there and you are a puppeteer, look up Ross's music and do a duet with Ross with your puppet. Get out there. Since Ross is a Muppet fan, you guys got puppets out there. Puppeteers, help support Ross. Do some duets with his music using your puppets. I think it's a great combination.
I think it would be awesome.
So with that being said, here is Rachel Yamagata with I'm going to go back there someday. This is Discover Your Radio's Discussions, first episode live on the Google app, Apple Play Store app. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate all of you for tuning in. Send an email to me, submit@discoveryouradio.com. Give me some feedback and tell me how you would like the show to be operated and ran. Thank you very much. I'm Will Stenner, guest here, Ross Gibson. Thank you very much.